Today's podcast topic is a child's imagination, their dreams. Welcome to Episode 7, Children and Adults Alike. I'm Dr. Mel, and I'm truly glad you're here. Let's talk about something powerful today, imagination, because it all begins there. From the earliest stages of childhood, imagination plays a critical role in shaping how we see the world. And the truth is, parents, caregivers, teachers, any authority figure in a child's life have a profound influence. You have the power to inspire, to guide, to nurture something that can grow into greatness. A child's imagination is not just play, it's development. It builds empathy, strengthens problem solving, encourages exploration, and helps a child begin to understand both themselves and the world around them. When we nurture imagination, we're planting seeds of possibility. We're teaching hope. We're creating a foundation for future creativity and growth. Because imagination allows a child to form mental images, to dream beyond what they see, to believe in something greater. And those dreams, even the ones formed in sleep, often reflect deeper emotions, thoughts, and desires. They become a blueprint for what could be. And here's the beautiful part. That doesn't stop in childhood. Adults carry that same ability. We still imagine. We still dream. We visualize outcomes. We picture better futures. We create goals in our minds before they ever become reality. And through life's challenges, through obstacles and growth, that imagination becomes a tool, a guide. Because what you can clearly envision, you can begin to move toward, step by step. Turning ideas into action, turning vision into reality. So whether you're a child learning the world or an adult navigating it, imagination remains a powerful force. Now here's something we all need to be mindful of. We should never become dream killers, not for children and not for each other. Instead, we should create environments that encourage growth, that uplift, that support, that allow people to dream freely without fear of judgment. Ask questions. Be curious about someone's vision. Engage with sincerity. Because sometimes, all a person needs is someone who believes in them. Someone who sees their potential even before it fully exists. When we do that, we help people become who they were meant to be. To grow. To expand. To step into their purpose. So let's choose to build each other up. Let's choose encouragement over doubt. Let's choose to nurture imagination in children and in ourselves. Thank you for being here with me today. I'd love to hear your thoughts. How has imagination shaped your life? Go ahead and share your input. I look forward to engaging with you.